Good morning, everyone. In the aftermath of the attacks on Mumbai, the political repercussions are already tense, and there have been charges and countercharges back and forth between India and Pakistan. What appears to be clear evidence of Pakistani origin of the gunman, many in India are outraged at the protestations of innocence by Pakistani politicians, and the charges and countercharges continue. We decided to get the perspective from Islamabad this morning, and so we're on the line with Saeed Minhas, who's resident editor at the Daily Ajkal, a newspaper in Islamabad. Saeed, thanks for joining us.
Welcome.
First of all, can you give the Pakistani perspective in terms of how you're covering this story and what the government response has been, and maybe some sense of what people on the streets are thinking inside Pakistan?
Well, John, certainly there have been a concern as far as the people of Pakistan are concerned. They're concerned about the whole situation, whatever is going on both sides of the border. As far as the government is concerned, they've been very categorically saying that we are not at all involved in this. Since we are fighting ourselves with the Taliban and the terrorists and the jihadist groups, so as far as the government or the official support of Taliban or any of the jihadist group is concerned, government is not involved. That's what the official stance is. But as far as the media is concerned, how they are covering it, it's become more sophisticated for that because Indian media, as we are saying, is totally squarely blaming Pakistan for all these things. And they've been running stories accusing in all manners, like the person has gone missing, certain Pakistani areas, people from Pakistan and Lashkar-e-Taiba and all these things. In retaliation to that, we can see a big hype in Pakistani media also, which is asking the government or running the stories, asking the government to retaliate in kind. If the Indian stance goes harsh, then the Pakistani stance should also go harsh. But the reality of the matter is that the establishment in Pakistan, the government in Pakistan, is very concerned and looking at all the developments in New Delhi very carefully.
How does Pakistan, how does Pakistan respond to the charge that the captured Mumbai bomber, the one who is in custody and who has been interrogated by Indian authorities, came from a village in Pakistan, Faridkot, in the southern Punjab near the Indian border? Do you know anything about that, and what would be the response? Because the argument, of course, would be that whatever the government stance is, on some level, Islamists like these Mumbai bombers are permitted some level of sanctuary inside Pakistan.
Well, this has been an accusation which has been going on also and coming from the Washington also on Pakistan. But the fact remains that Pakistan is fighting with them especially seriously for the last 6 months at least, because there has been a serious military operation of Pakistan army going on in the tribal areas. As far as the existence of these groups, yes, these groups are here since 79, when we created them with the help of Washington to fight the Russians and to kick out the Russians from there. And 89, Washington just left us high and dry with all these groups to deal on our own. We have been dealing with them on our own. In 2002, the group Indians are naming in this particular attack in Mumbai is Lashkar-e-Taiba. They are saying that Lashkar-e-Taiba is directly involved in this. We banned that group in 2002, especially when they were involved in the Indian Parliament attack in 2001, and when both the armies came head-to-head and the war was very imminent sort of outcome at that time. But now, we don't say that they are not here. They are very much here. But the problem on the other side is that they are being funded not only from within Pakistan, they are being funded from outside Pakistan.
Well, Saeed, you make some great points. Saeed, you make some great points. Your phone line isn't the best, so I think we're going to leave it there. But let me just reiterate a couple of things. The group Lashkar-e-Taiba, the group that is accused of being involved in this, you say, and it's a great point, and it's not just you that's saying this, was created back in 1979 by a collaboration between the ISI in Pakistan and the U.S. government in fighting the Russians in Afghanistan, and that in some ways the presence of this group in Pakistan is a continued blowback from that initiative quite a while ago. Saeed, thank you so much for joining us. Saeed Minhas is a resident editor of the Daily Ajkal, a newspaper in Islamabad, noting that the accusations and the rhetoric is escalating. And also, there's some important U.S. history here in this situation that will be resolved over the next several days.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.